man, it feels so good. I got all these people around me. It's exciting. We're talking like, oh yeah, what's your goal? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my goal is a 140. Oh, my goal is a 145. And you're like, wait a minute, my goal is 2 hours. What the hell am I doing with all these people? Episode 325 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, don't blow up before the finish line. Hey guys, before we dive into today's quick tip, which is the third part of the three-part series looking at some questions I've been getting lately about pacing and race pace and improving your pace and all those kind of good things, I do want to remind you that if you like the show and you think it's worth a buck or two, or more than that if you really like it, but if you think it's at least worth a buck or two, you can contribute that buck or two to continue production of said show. And the easiest way to do that is just head over to Patreon. If you go to patreon.com, that's patreon.com/DizRuns, you'll see my little Patreon page there, and you can pledge $1, $2, $5, $10, whatever you want, and you know, just monthly. It just helps to keep the show on the road, keep the show happening, and hopefully keep making it better. I feel like we're finally getting to a pretty good place here. That you know, if I can, not trying to brag or anything, but like I feel like I finally kind of figured this thing out a little bit, and I'm getting better, and I want to continue to improve it, and a few bucks a month can help that. So, you know, I mean, if you consider it like you just want to buy me a cup of coffee every month, throw a couple, $3 my way, it'd be appreciated. So patreon.com/DizRuns. But if you want to support the show in other ways, there's a whole host of other options available at DizRuns.com/support. And anything and everything is definitely appreciated. So now let's dive into the idea, the topic of blowing up at a race, because it happens. It happens a lot. It's happened to me more times than I care to admit. You know, basically what ends up happening is, you know, you get excited, you get amped up for a race, you start the race, and you don't think about how fast you're going. Everything feels good. It feels loose. It feels easy. And there's a very real chance that you're going way faster than you have any business going. A little story from my life, my first marathon, which I was in no way, shape, or form prepared for. I was an idiot. I had a completely unrealistic time goal. But all those things are not important to this particular segment of the story. It was a Disney race. It was the Disney Marathon. And my goal was to run 10-minute miles. I figured I could do that, you know, be about a 4:30. You know, that's doable, right, for the first time of running a marathon. So my plan was to go out and just basically run nice and easy and even and you know, 10-minute mile pace. So you know, I get there, and if you've ever run a Disney race before, you know that it's just like everything Disney. It's a spectacle. You know, the race, the start of the race, there's obviously thousands of people there. Everybody's excited. There's music. There's people getting you hyped up. Go, you know, yeah, who's first time marathon? First time this, blah, 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 blah. Like, just, you know, exciting. And then when you get to the start, there's fireworks. And there's not just fireworks at the start of the race. There's fireworks for each and every wave. So the race starts, you know, I'm going off. You know, it's dark. So, like, you can't see your watch that well because my old Garmin didn't have a light that worked very well. So, you know, the race starts and I hit my Garmin when I get to the start line and running. And after about a mile and a half or 2 miles, you come into Epcot at that time. The course has changed now, but at that point you would run back into the park. And I distinctly remember thinking that I was cruising along just like I should have. And I looked down at my watch and I was running 7:27 pace. My goal was to run 10-minute pace, and I felt like I was going nice and easy and even, and I just got caught up in the excitement and the pack of other runners and the crowd cheering. I mean, I felt good, but I knew I needed to slow down or I was going to be in big trouble. It turns out I was in big trouble anyway, and I don't really blame the big trouble that I experienced in that race completely on starting too fast, but it certainly didn't help. And I don't think that I'm the first person that's ever done that. I don't think that I'm the last person that's ever done that. And I'd imagine that probably a handful of folks that are listening to this have, you know, can say that they've been there before. Now, maybe they weren't running, you know, maybe you weren't running 2.5 minutes faster than you should have. But starting too fast and then paying for it towards the end of the race, blowing up, is a real problem. And so, you know, over the course of my, you know, quote unquote running career, or as I've continued to learn and get better as a runner and improve and trial and error has been a big part of it as well. I've come up with a few ways or a few tips, a few suggestions, a few things that I tell my coaching clients that I want them to try to do, in order to try to avoid, or at least minimize the possibility or the likelihood of starting too fast and then, you know, dealing with that blow up, you know, halfway through the race or three quarters of the way through the race. And just a reminder that these things can happen at pretty much any race distance. You know, 5K, you can start too fast and blow up. Marathon, you can start too fast and blow up. Anything in between, you can start too fast and blow up. Anything outside of that range, you can also probably start too fast and blow up. So keep these factors in mind. No matter what distances you're training for, if you have a time goal where you need to run hard, where you're trying to PR or BQ or whatever, you're just trying to hit a certain time, you know, you can't guarantee that you'll hit it by starting off right, but boy, you can certainly pretty much guarantee that you won't get your goal if you start off too fast. So how should you race intelligently? What are my pieces of advice? Boy, I'm struggling with the words right here. Here are my pieces of advice for racing intelligently to push the limits, but not go too far and result in starting too fast and then blowing up. The first piece of advice, and I think this is the most important piece of advice. So if you don't get anything else from this episode, I would encourage you to listen close to this part. I would encourage you to create a script and really stick to it for at least the first, you know, first little bit of the race. And again, depending on the distance of your race, that first little bit will be, you know, it may vary. You know, over the course of a race, and I'm going to talk about the marathon, I guess, because that's what I'm most familiar with. But it, again, this applies to any type of distance. There's ebbs and flows, and there's good times and bad times. And you need to have a fluid plan. I definitely encourage you to have a plan. Have some idea of what you're trying to accomplish, what your ideal pace would be, things of that nature. But, you know, it's going to need to adjust over the course of the race. Don't adjust the start. Stick to your plan for the start. Come hell or high water. Because if you don't have a plan going into it, that's where you get caught up in the excitement of, you know, of the crowd, of the music, of the atmosphere, of the other runners. There's all these things at the start line that can get you amped up. And when you start getting amped up and you don't have a solid plan that you're going to stick to, like, you'll do exactly what I did and you'll start running way too fast because it still feels easy because you're so excited. You're so hyped up, and that's great for the start of a race, but that's terrible for 15 miles from now, you know, for mile 18, like you'll be paying the price. So have a script, have a plan, know what your pace is going to be, know where you're going to pick the pace up. And really stick to that. Do everything you can to stick to it. And that leads right into the second tip that I have, is to give yourself a buffer. So if your goal pace, we'll say, is 9 minutes flat, which is just under a 2-hour half marathon. If that's your goal pace for the race, don't have the starting pace, don't have your script say that you want to start off at a 9-minute pace. Give yourself a buffer. Start off at 9:30, start off at 9:25, something like that. And then try to hit that number for mile one. Mile two, bump it down a little bit, bump it down to maybe 9:10 to 9:15. And then by the time you get to that 5K mark, by the time you get to the third mile or so, that's where you want to settle in to your right about 9-minute pace. Okay. Now, before you say, well, yeah, but then that screws me up because I don't have a chance to make up the time. Don't worry. If your training has been what it should be to get to whatever your goal is, you know, if you've been training appropriately, you'll be able to kick it at the end. You'll have excitement. You'll have, you'll have the adrenaline rush. You'll see the finish line. You'll pick it up. You're always better, especially the longer the race, to save a little bit in the tank early for the end than to try to blow it out early and hold on at the end. I don't know very many people that can hold on at the end, but I know a lot of people that can start off and give yourself, you know, a little bit of time. And really, when you're thinking about it here, if you start off at 30 seconds over your goal pace for the first mile and then 15 seconds over your goal pace for the second mile, as long as you're not running a 5K. Now, if you're running a 5K, you might be in trouble. But if you're running a half marathon, you've got 45 seconds to make up over the course of the next 10 miles, which means that you just have to run like an 8:55 instead of a 9 flat. And if you're in shape, you can do that. And you can even run 9 flat for the next 5 or 8 miles and then run the last couple miles or the last 10K just a little bit faster. You'll be fine. And if you're running a marathon, goodness gracious, now you gotta run 8:58s instead of 9:55s. All right. The difference in that is like 2 steps per mile. You can handle it. Okay. Don't go out too fast. So stick to the plan, but then give yourself a buffer in case, not only to ease into your pace, but in case you do overshoot a little bit, in case you are a little bit overly excited. Now, instead of running, you know, if your goal again was to start off at 9, you get excited and you run an 8:15 for the first mile, you might be screwed. Maybe not screwed, but that very well could cost you in the end. If your goal was to run 9:30 and you ran 8:50 in the first mile, yeah, it's a little faster than you wanted to. And I would encourage you to slow it back a little bit in mile 2, but that's not that far off of the script. You can handle 1 mile at 10 seconds faster than what your quote unquote goal pace is, your average goal pace for the entire race. You can rebound from that. That's not a blow up offense. All right. That might be a slow it back and dial it back just a hair now, save yourself for later type of thing. But that's not something that puts you on a one-way track to blow upsville. Okay. So give yourself a buffer, stick to the script first and foremost. But then if, you know, give yourself a little buffer within the script in case you do get a little bit caught up with what's going on. And then, you know, again, talking about the first part of the race, I would definitely encourage you to really watch your watch, okay? If you've got a watch, if you've got a Garmin or another GPS type of device that you're using to monitor your pace, really pay attention to it for that first couple of miles. And I'm usually the last person to say to really focus on your watch. I love the idea of running by feel. I try to do it as much as I can. I'll glance at my watch here and there to see if, wow, this feels really easy. Am I really going slow, or have I, you know, has my easy pace picked up a little bit? But I try not to watch, you know, to really focus on my watch during most of my runs. But if you have a time goal, if you're trying to go out hard but not too hard, so that you can you know kick it at the end and hit your goal time, it's important those first few miles, when the odds of you going way too hard are there, keep an eye on your watch. Monitor it closely. Don't let yourself get more than a few seconds faster than where you want to be if you can help it. Rein it in early and kick it at the end. And the best way to make sure that you do that, if you're not really, really experienced and really, really disciplined, is to really watch your watch. So just keep a close eye on it at first. And then the last tip for today for trying to prevent blowing up at a race, going out too fast and blowing up, is to make sure that you line up appropriately. I've talked a while ago about kind of some race etiquette and how sometimes, you know, maybe 50-50, people that line up, you know, right near the front that have no business lining up to the front don't know any better. They're race newbies. We've all been there. We've all made some rookie runner mistakes, whether it's lining up, whether it's whatever. There's a whole host of those things that we've done wrong, and just because we didn't know any better. And lining up poorly is one of them. But if you're listening to this, if you're a veteran of running at all, and you know what your goal is going into your race, line up appropriately. Okay, if your goal is to run a 2-hour half marathon, which is fantastic, there's probably lots of people that are planning on running much faster than a 2-hour half marathon. So even if it's a smaller race, you don't need to push your way up to the front. You don't need to be right on the starting line. Okay, start 100 yards back. When the gun goes off, walk up a little bit, and then once the crowd kind of thins, then you can go. Now, not only is that a good etiquette practice to be into, but that also helps to eliminate some of that excitement, some of the opportunity to get into the herd of runners. And now the pack is going way faster than you wanted to go. But guess what? You're stuck in the middle of these guys and gals. And you may not have the ability to stop without getting trampled or slow down without getting trampled. Or you may not even realize it because, man, it feels so good. I got all these people around me. It's exciting. We're talking like, oh yeah, what's your goal? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, my goal is a 140. Oh, my goal is a 145. And you're like, wait a minute, my goal is 2 hours. What the hell am I doing with all these people? Okay, I've been there before. That's not a good place to be. You need to, you need to back it off quick. But if you're in a crowded pack, you may not be able to do that. So line up appropriately. Not only is it the polite thing to do, is it the proper running etiquette, but you know, most races have signs. If they don't have separate waves, they'll at least have signs. Hey, if you plan to run a 130 or faster, line up here. 145, line up here. 2 hours, run here. 2 hours and 15, line up here. 2:30 and above, line up here. Whatever. I mean, pay attention to those markers and line up where you should, because it'll give you a better chance to start off with people that are in kind of your pace range which means that it's less likely that you're going to get caught up in all that excitement at the start, go out too fast, and possibly, or even likely, blow up. So those are my tips. Those are the things that I try to tell everybody and try to practice myself. And I promise you, it's easier said than done. All right. I still screw these things up from time to time for myself. And I know some of the folks I work with still screw them up from time to time, but I'll tell you what, if you can hit them, if you can nail these tips and start off well so that you don't put yourself in a position to blow up, you can have a damn good race. All right. Things may not work out. And again, the longer the race, the more likelihood that something could go wrong. But man, if you start off too fast, the odds of finishing well are not in your favor. So use these tips, stick to the script or have a script and then stick to it. Give yourself a buffer zone. Keep an eye on your watch so that you don't go too fast and make sure you line up appropriately. So you don't get caught up in all the excitement of running with people that are just a little bit out of your league. That's the best way the best tips I can give you to make sure you keep your pace where it's supposed to be. And try to prevent yourself from blowing up at the next race that you're participating in. So that's today's quick tip, y'all. And it was not very quick, but hopefully it made sense, and hopefully it's something that can help you. Whether you've got a race still coming up this fall, I know there's a couple big races left in the calendar year of 2016, or whether this is something you just put in your memory banks and refresh back to in 2017 and beyond. Whenever that next race is coming up that you're really gunning for a hard time, these are. Timeless tips, at least this one is for sure, something that you can use anytime. So thank you for checking this out. If you want to check out the blog post, I'm talking about a few other things, and if I can be so bold, my GIF and my meme game is strong today. So if you want to check those out, dizruns.com/325 will get you there. And if you have a story, if you have a I went out too fast and blew up story, head over there and leave that as well. I'd love to hear your story of a little self-sabotage maybe. And is it better than mine? Better than my first marathon Disney story? Or is it, were you a little bit better than me? Let me know. Dizruns.com/325 is the show notes again, or the blog post, whatever you want to call it for the quick tip episode. And if you have other feedback on this episode, let me know. Shoot me a tweet at Dizruns, shoot me an email, dizruns@gmail.com. And also you can always head over to the show notes or blog post and leave a comment there as well. So with that, have a great rest of the day. And again, if you want to buy me a cup of coffee, patreon.com/dizruns, we'll do it. And it would be very appreciative of throwing a few pennies my way to help keep the show rolling. But if not, no worries at all. So with that, have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the weekend. If you're listening to this on a Friday or any, you know, whatever day you listen to it, have a great one. And I'll talk to you guys again soon. But until then, see you.